guidance towards significance and direction. Leaders can leverage knowledge from neuroscience and psychology to expand the significance of work and enhance employee fulfillment. Flexibility, positivity, and empathy are essential for preventing demotivation among the workforce. By openly, positively, and inclusively discussing change, leaders can mitigate fear and disruption. They should utilize their moments of leadership for the benefit of their firm and society. In the 21st century, businesses must adopt new approaches, accepting concepts like not just for profit and ethical capitalism as part of cutting-edge management practices. Modern cognitive science is rapidly dismantling traditional command and control management approaches. According to organizational theorist Richard Boyatzis, leaders are categorized as either dissonant or resonant. The outdated rigid leadership style is dissonant and top-down, while the contemporary consultative and empathetic approach is resonant. Resonant leadership is anchored in emotional intelligence. Forward-thinking leaders acknowledge that the hierarchical structures of the past century are unsustainable. In light of contemporary insights into true motivators, adept leaders imbue their employees with meaning and purpose. Your brain's activity. The brain exhibits remarkable plasticity even in adulthood, allowing for continuous skill acquisition throughout life. Neuroplasticity facilitates learning, for example, enabling individuals to shift from negative tendencies to promoting positivity. By engaging in mindfulness training and its associated techniques, both leaders and their teams can overcome the detrimental effects of negative feedback loops and encourage mental flexibility. When confronted with change, the brain instinctively views it as a problem or threat, leaning towards negativity due to its perceived risk. Throughout evolution, change often indicated real danger, reinforcing this innate response. Significant change is inherently difficult, lacking ease or risk-free outcomes. Developing a positive outlook towards change may demand self-discipline, given that one's predisposition towards optimism or pessimism is often genetically determined. Nevertheless, as Randy Pausch, the late computer scientist and author of The Last Lecture, aptly noted, this genetic inclination can be compared to the hand one is dealt. Yet, through training, the brain can undergo rewiring to reinterpret challenges positively. Individual explanatory styles. Individuals tend to interpret challenging situations based on their inherent optimism or pessimism, leading to distinct explanatory styles. Optimists perceive difficulties as transient, controllable, and specific to the situation at hand, while pessimists often see failures as indicative of personal flaws that are deeply ingrained and widespread. Renowned psychologist Martin Seligman is known for his contributions to positive psychology, which highlights the beneficial impact of optimistic explanatory styles on health and success, contrasting them with the negative consequences associated with pessimistic outlooks. Positive self-explanations promote optimistic thinking, resulting in favorable outcomes. Both individuals and organizations can leverage this positive cycle to enhance resilience in the face of adversity. The importance of mindfulness. Engaging in multitasking disrupts the brain's ability to concentrate on any single task effectively, leading to increased indicators of stress such as elevated cortisol levels. Despite the necessity to concentrate, maintaining focus becomes challenging when the mind is overwhelmed and restless. Without being fully present in the moment, one cannot fully appreciate the transient beauty abundant in the world. Mindfulness practice anchors thoughts in the present, alleviating stress and minimizing the mind's erratic shift between past and future thoughts in a chaotic manner. As per the U.S. Military Academy, the contemporary landscape is marked by volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, VUCA, contributing to heightened levels of the fight-or-flight response. The amygdala, known as the brain's fear center, often operates in overdrive due to these conditions. Mindfulness emerges as a valuable tool for mitigating this self-destructive state of mind. Effective neuroscience. Effective neuroscience, which delves into the neural mechanisms underlying emotions, illustrates how the amygdala, a rapid-acting brain region, can hijack rational thought processes during moments of distress. Implement cognitive strategies, such as counting to 10, to delay impulsive reactions following instances of anger or tension. Intense emotions have the potential to impair judgment, resulting in suboptimal decision-making. Recognize that your own stress demeanor can permeate the atmosphere of your entire organization. According to psychologist and author Howard Gardner, individuals possess multi-intelligence beyond IQ, such as social and emotional intelligence. Effective leaders demonstrate genuine emotional intelligence by acknowledging and understanding their team members as unique individuals and encouraging a collective sense of personal worth. To uncover what motivates their employees, leaders should engage in open and empathetic communication. Essential strengths, concealed strengths. The process of synaptic pruning initiates in the brain around age 3, where underutilized neurons diminish, while the networks of neurons frequently engage endure from childhood through adulthood, shaping your fundamental abilities. The notion that you can excel in any endeavor you choose is flawed due to the decline in childhood mental adaptability. Nevertheless, neuroplasticity allows for the formation of fresh neural connections and the acquisition of new skills, strengths, and values even in adulthood. Both overt and hidden personal strengths contribute to an individual's potential. To maximize your company's capabilities, it's vital to harness all the strengths within your workforce. Evaluation instruments such as Gallup Strengths Finder and CAP Realize 2 assist individuals in identifying their unique signature strengths that might otherwise go unrecognized. The aim isn't simply to exploit strengths for shareholder benefit, but rather to enhance employee engagement and job satisfaction. People excel when they participate in tasks that align with their strengths, highlighting the significance of self-awareness in this context. Once employees recognize their strengths, they can collaborate with their leaders to customize mutually beneficial job roles. This approach not only mitigates costly disengagement and turnover, but also cultivates a more cohesive and productive workplace atmosphere. Flow cultivation. Achieving a state of flow occurs when you're fully immersed in an enjoyable activity, losing track of time due to your deep engagement. Many of the mundane tasks assigned by organizations fail to promote this state of flow. Some CEOs, like Douglas Conant of Campbell's Soup, understand that employees increasingly seek meaningful work to fully engage with. They crave a sense of purpose. Conant exemplified this by involving Campbell's employees in ambitious initiatives to enhance the company's eco-friendliness, resulting in significant reductions in water consumption and greenhouse gas emissions. Engagement involves a reciprocal interaction. Corporations cannot solely dictate a sense of community from the top down. Employees also bear the responsibility of seeking flow in their roles, while employers should facilitate this endeavor. A lack of employer awareness often leads to disengaged employees who remain with the company but offer minimal commitment. Transforming a job into a calling occurs when individuals feel inspired and invigorated by their work. A conscientious employer assists each individual in discovering their true calling. The cycle of risk and confidence. In a volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous VUCA world, trust appears scarce, yet it remains essential for companies to function effectively. Without a foundation of trust, interactions become more expensive, intricate, and protracted. Individuals prefer to engage with organizations that are dependable and trustworthy. However, trust is delicate and easily compromised. Legislative measures such as the 2002 Sarbanes-Oxley Act, enacted by the U.S. Congress following scandals like Enron, cannot replace a truly ingrained culture of honesty and integrity. Trusting individuals or organizations entails the risk of potential disappointment, requiring continuous effort to maintain trust and prevent relationship damage. Both companies and individuals must consistently uphold trust to avoid inciting suspicion or jeopardizing relationships. While companies take calculated risks in trusting their stakeholders, including employees, partners, and customers, they reap the long-term rewards of a trust dividend. Investing in trust is a strategic business decision, underscoring the importance of honesty and ethics embedded within strong organizational frameworks. The neuroscience of trust. When trust is established, the brain releases neurotransmitters like oxytocin, strengthening neural connections associated with trust. Reciprocated trust reinforces these connections, increasing the likelihood of future trust. Trust is a calculated risk, a leap of emotional commitment based on data, but a risk nonetheless. It's a feedback loop that must initiate somewhere, and self-trust serves as the ideal starting point. It's crucial to differentiate between metacognition, the process of understanding one's thoughts, and rumination, which involves brooding or obsessing. While both processes induce structural brain changes, the focus should be on developing self-understanding rather than unnecessary worrying. Appreciate teamwork and creativity. Many efforts aimed at organizational change often falter, underscoring the importance of actively involving individuals throughout the process to ensure success. Utilizing techniques such as appreciative inquiry and appreciative coaching can effectively foster positive engagement and address concerns regarding the potential upheaval brought about by change. Examples such as Imagine Chicago demonstrate how substantial change initiatives can integrate people at all levels, uniting them as stakeholders and collaborators rather than passive observers. The conventional approach in business schools to tackle corporate challenges typically employs a deficit strategy, which revolves around addressing perceived weaknesses. Regrettably, this frequently involves critiquing employees, despite the counterproductive nature of negativity. Instead, facilitators can kickstart a constructive and hopeful conversation by inclusively engaging everyone and highlighting the strengths of the present instead of dwelling on its deficiencies. This inclusive and appreciative approach nurtures an environment where participants feel empowered to express their creativity without constraints. With its emotional intelligence and practicality, this methodology establishes the foundation for agile organizations positioned to excel in the 21st century. Coach culture for agile organizations. Agile organizations require a coaching mindset ingrained in their ethos to extract the optimal performance from employees. Progressive leaders foster lifelong learning by consistently listening and asking questions, thus honoring and facilitating ongoing growth. They go beyond merely providing access to knowledge. As noted by management expert Peter Drucker, their paramount task is to teach individuals how to learn effectively. Appreciative coaching, aimed at helping individuals tap into their values and leverage their neuroplasticity to derive satisfaction from their work, manifests in various forms. However, its essence lies in aligning with individuals' values. In today's workplace, there's a growing demand for genuine collaboration among employees. Marshall Goldsmith, a renowned business coach, believes traditional feedback approaches are ineffective and often perceived as negative and one-sided. Instead, he advocates for the feed-forward technique, wherein individuals select goals and seek advice openly and appreciatively on achieving them. Another form of appreciative coaching, known as the best reflected self method by Coach Robert Quinn, follows a similar principle. It employs open-ended questions to construct a positive self-portrait of an individual at their best. Both techniques culminate in the development of actionable plans. Flourishing in the present, leaders strive to infuse work with purpose, and employees are developing a renewed comprehension of motivation. This poses a significant challenge for corporations and entire nations accustomed to traditional command and control structures. Leaders seeking to enhance their grasp of well-being should explore innovative statistical analyses, like Gallup's Global Well-Being Poll, which evaluates the status of 150 countries in terms of struggling or suffering. Leaders equipped with knowledge in neuroscience, positive psychology, and mindfulness gain a competitive edge. Individuals aspire to find happiness. While change can be emotionally challenging and trigger alarm, creating positive change can prove inspiring by mitigating its risks and encouraging wholehearted engagement among people. Key points. 1. Leaders leverage neuroscience and psychology for work significance and employee fulfillment. 2. Emotional intelligence is pivotal for resonant leadership, diverging from top-down approaches. 3. Neuroplasticity supports continuous learning and adaptability through mindfulness practices. 4. Explanatory style comprehension promotes optimistic thinking and resilience. 5. Mindfulness counters the brain's fight or flight response in a VUCA world. 6. Trust is crucial for organizational function and is cultivated through reciprocal relationships. 7. Appreciative coaching methods like feed-forward and best reflected self enhance employee satisfaction and development,